Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have a couple of students with the Jamestown High School Advanced Theater Arts, and we have the director of the JHS Advanced Theater Arts. We have Olivia Hoke joining us, Weston Walker, and director Mike McIntyre. And Mike, Olivia, and Weston, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Excited as always, because when the summer months roll around, high school's out, people are looking for things to do, but you guys have something to do. You're putting on the Little Women Broadway musical at the Jamestown High School. Always exciting to see the high school production. And I don't know, Mike, do we want to start with you and kind of explain what the show is?
Sure, absolutely. Of course, you know, this book has been around for a very long time, and it's been a favorite for so many decades, way back into the 1860s. And it's had lots of different interpretations. There's been, of course, a number of movies which people have probably seen. But my son, Tony, and I, who are co-directing this year, looked at this show and were very fond of it, because it was a production of it done on Broadway with just a beautiful score.
Yeah.
It turns the story into a very terrific theatrical production. And we thought it was going to fit really quite well with what we knew to be sort of regulars, and also some of the other folks that we expected to be a part of our summer program.
Awesome.
So it is a wonderful, delightful show. We've been at it since right after Memorial Day. We had our auditions quite a few weeks ago, and the students have done a fantastic job of being prepared before we even got to our regular rehearsals. So okay. It has really been a great process. We've had 3 weeks of rehearsal so far, and things are going wonderfully.
Awesome. Very good. So the show is coming up here June 27th and the 28th, and we'll get the details, how they can get tickets and the night of the show. But let's talk a little bit with Olivia and Weston. You guys will be acting in this upcoming production. And Olivia, you have the microphone in front of you first. So would you mind kind of telling us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, I'm Olivia. I just graduated from high school.
Okay.
I've been doing this theater program since well before high school, actually. I love the musicals. They're so much fun. This year, I get to play Meg, who is the oldest of the four March sisters.
Awesome.
She always looks at her little sisters and always just chuckles at them. They're always goofy and they're always rambunctious, I guess you could say. And yeah, it's so fun to play an older character. I myself am an oldest sibling, so I really relate to this character a lot. She's awesome. A lot of fun to play.
You get a little bit of practice at home, though.
To
do that. That is awesome. And then Weston, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and the role you'll be playing in the upcoming show?
Well, basically, I'm Weston. I work at Dairy Queen. I'm a junior in high school. This is my second high school musical performance. And my character is Rodrigo, who is basically the hero of the story that Joe creates.
Okay.
And I don't really relate to this character at all, but I'm working on it.
Awesome. So. Yeah. That's the part of acting, right? It's like being a character you're not usually used to, but, I guess you guys kind of like have an idea of how the story goes, like maybe for somebody who hasn't heard of the story, so they can kind of understand your characters a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, so it takes place. So there's four March sisters and the mother, Marmee. The four March sisters, the second oldest, her name is Jo, and she wants to become this famous writer. And so she writes all these stories. Stories like the one that Weston's character Rodrigo is in.
Awesome.
And it's kind of the journey about how each sister, they get what they want or like what they want, and just kind of almost like a bunch of four little mini stories off of each little sister, and how their mom loves for them and cares about them.
Yeah.
And it mainly focuses on the sister Jo and her journey to become a writer and discovering what she truly wants in her life.
Perfect. So. Awesome. And I guess you guys want to describe your favorite part of the show so far, the music, the characters. If you had to describe what your favorite part of the show so far, what would you guys say that would be?
For myself, I'd say my favorite scene is called Delighted, and it's about the oldest sister, Meg, and the second oldest sister, Joe, are about to go to a ball for the first time. And Meg is super excited, but she's super, super nervous, and then it breaks into this wonderful song, and there's this wonderful dance break and this wonderful dance routine. It's just such a fun song, and awesome. I really appreciate it.
Very cool. How about you, Weston?
I guess my favorite part would just be working with everyone and trying to get, like, the notes correctly, which is a challenge in itself, for sure. But it is pretty fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I'm very excited about it. I know a lot of our listeners are as well. Again, we have Olivia Hoke, Weston Walker, and co-director Mike McIntyre joining us right now, and Let's Talk About It. JHS, Advanced Theater Arts, presenting Little Women, the Broadway musical at the Jamestown High School. Mike, tickets available at the door, I imagine, for this?
Yes, that's right. We don't sell them in advance, but they'll be available an hour before performance. So performance is at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday, June 27th and 28th.
Okay.
It takes place in the beautiful high school auditorium, and it works out just really very, very well for this show this year.
Perfect. And ticket prices, $7 for adults, $5 for students. I guess, is there anything else about the show that you guys want to throw out there? We don't want to give too much away, right? But just very exciting to get the students back up on the stage, Mike, and get the show out there.
Yes. Well, I really love the message that's in the show. Olivia was explaining, you know, the central character, Joe, thinks that the answer to her success lies in having to write these very spectacular, fantastic stories. And what she ends up discovering along the way is that her own stories of her life, her sisters, her mother, may be the key to her success.
Hmm.
And for those who are familiar with Little Women, you know, it's about a family whose importance is really very little overall. But Louisa May Alcott went into the experiences that she in her real life had, and it turned into this enormously successful book about people who don't live lives of huge adventure. But it is presented in the musical in such a way where it really is quite exciting.
Wow, that I do like that so much. It's like you said, some of those experiences we don't think will translate over, but for some they may resonate, and it, of course, this story does.
Exactly.
With people. So we're very excited for it. Again, go out to the Jamestown High School, June 27th, 28th, 7 o'clock, both showings for each night, so you can get the tickets at the door. Olivia, Weston, or Mike, anything else you guys want to throw out there?
No, but people are going to have a great time if they come.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it. Thank you guys so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.